Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
20 games over. Tigers are 20 games over 500. Good morning and welcome to the Carson Anderson program. I am Doug Karsh. That is Scott the Gator Anderson. Hello, Scott the Gator Anderson.
Hello, Doug Karsh. Did you hear a little flex that Scott Harris had in an interview?
There it is.
He's like, yeah, I don't know, what do we got? 20 games above 500 right now. And if you go back to last year, I think it's, I don't know, 40 games above 500 after our, you know, run.
It was great.
I just like laughing and kind of clapping to myself like, yes, you are. Yep. You guys have played amazing baseball.
Really fun.
For the last 115 games or whatever it is.
Really, really, really fun. And last night, I mean, they just went out and took care of business with some guys. You know, do you think they expected to get almost three innings out of Brand Herter?
Probably not. Yeah. No, but he was rolling, and you know, that's the thing with the Orioles lineup, though, is that they kept stacking left-handers in there with a pocket of a right. You know, two lefties, here's a righty. Two lefties, here's a righty, and that's why he stayed in there.
I will ask the bigger picture question that I'm sure everybody is thinking today. SGA or SGL? Who's better? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in basketball or Sawyer Gibson-Long as a pitcher?
Oh, I thought you were saying Scott the Gator Anderson.
No. Sawyer Gibson-Long was good. Like, they, like, you know, I wasn't on the edge of my seat waiting for Sawyer Gibson-Long to come back. Maybe that's my bad. But if a guy's been out for 2 years, I don't know how you could have an expectation. But they got him back, got him healthy, and put him, you know, brought him right up. You know, not right up in rehab starts and all that, but it wasn't like they were saying we're going to park this guy anywhere other than Detroit. And you know, he gave them a bunch of good innings last night. Look, it's Torque with another home run, Baez with an RBI single, Zach McKinstry. We got to talk about Zach McKinstry, and we will. But overall, another game and another win, and tonight maybe a bit of an important start for Casey Mize in the big picture. But anything else exciting last night, Gator?
I did watch some more Severance.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to a TV update on that a little bit later on, because there's some screen stuff that we need to talk about. So I'm intrigued, and I don't want you to comment now. Right. We'll save it for later. I thought you moving forward with Severance was sketchy at best after watching the first two episodes. But
dog trapped a possum underneath the some of the outdoor furniture.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
How did that go down?
Well, you know something's going down when you hear it. There are different pitched barks that indicate different things. There's mm-hmm. the really, really high-pitched bark, which is typically, oh, she's by the woodpile. There's a chipmunk that's really upsetting her. Or the chipmunk ran up the gutters, and she can't get Chippy to come out and play. And then there's another one that's a little more frenetic than that. And then that means that there's a critter out there. And the first time I heard it was scared the hell out of me because it ended up being a skunk. And I didn't need any of that. But the last two times, it's been groundhog and possum. So I got to get out there and do something about it.
Right.
because the possum, fortunately, was underneath some furniture. So it's trapped itself there. But it's happened. Actually, there's one other encounter with a possum where I happened to see it happening, and it was in the middle of the yard. And possum play dead. So if the dog wants to go over and pick it up, it can. And that's the last thing I want. I don't need, you know, to deal with any sort of possum dog, you know, aftermath. Because it's not going to go well for the possum.
Now, will the dog...
If she decides that she wants to shred it. I don't know what she would do with it.
Would she bring it in the house?
Without question, she would bring it to the back door and say, you know, hey, what do you think?
You don't have a skunk issue in your neighborhood, do you?
I've seen skunks. I don't know if I'd say it's an issue. I mean, it's been one time that got sprayed in my backyard mildly, but it was bad enough. It was just mildly. But we've definitely seen skunks in the yard.
You know our buddy Vigo?
Mm-hmm.
He, the good friend of ours, lives near me. He walks his dogs, and there are skunk issues. And it feels like he's always talking about the dogs and skunks and interactions. And he's got a fenced-in backyard, too. So for some people, I think the skunks can be worse than others. We had one cat get sprayed by a skunk once, and I believe it was Punt.
Oh, no.
And we had to – it took a while to clean Punt off. The cat.
Well, first of all, you got to catch Punt.
Yeah.
Which was not easy to do.
No. But Punt. We got Punk cleaned up, but it wasn't easy.
No.
Nope. So.
No. So, yeah, I worry about the critter encounters. I've seen different critters. There was a Lois squirrel encounter where she brought a squirrel to the back door. But I think the squirrel died from falling from the tree, and it was just lying dead in the yard, and she came and brought it. There was a mouse thing where Lois came to the door with a mouse in its mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no. And she let it loose, and the mouse took off, running the other direction. There was a Lois toad encounter.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there was a toad in her mouth, too. She just brings it back. So I'm not sure if she would destroy these things. I think she just wants to let me know that, hey, I got something for you. Yeah. Oh, well, thanks.
Well,
but the
is that what they're doing, though? They think of animals think I'm bringing you a gift.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's their
cats. Definitely.
That's their mentality.
Yeah.
Hey, I got something for you.
Yeah. They're
what
there
is it? It's a shredded squirrel.
Yeah. It's the.
Oh, what I've always wanted.
It's the head of a raccoon. Aren't you happy? So happy. But fortunately for all parties involved, I was able to corral the dog, pick her up, take her inside, and give the possum time to recover and leave the premises.
Well, the Tigers had the head of an Oriole last night.
Oh, nice transition. Where the segue?
Yeah. And what's the lead now? Eight?
Eight games.
I got to tell you what feels now in retrospect like much ado about nothing. I wouldn't call it panic, but the first three games they lost to Cleveland a couple weeks ago, felt like, uh-oh, okay, all right. So it's Cleveland's going to be, here they come. You know how many games back? Because it's eight games, but it's not eight games. Minnesota's in second place now, eight games back. Cleveland's nine back. So what's happened since that series has been, Detroit is 20 games over. Cleveland is two games over.
I was going to say, those teams are still above 500. They're still good baseball teams.
Yep.
But the Tigers have just put some distance there, which is awesome to see.
Yep.
They're playing great. It's just great baseball all around. Great defense, great offense, great pitching, or at least the offense has been timely when they need to. That opposite field, the hit that Javi had, it was just a great piece of hitting. Wenzel Perez has just been this kind of revelation with this team, this short sample size. But he's just making a difference in games that he plays.
And Torque hit a home run on Dinger Tuesday, you don't say. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. There are a couple Tigers and a couple moments in last night's game we want to get into. I'm getting more and more fascinated with one Detroit Tiger in particular. And we'll get to that today at 10:20 here on Carson Anderson. A 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, it's Doug for the University of Michigan Credit Union. I've talked about them before. And right now, they got a great deal if you're looking for your dream car. 4.5 APR. So, we got a son out in the real world, and he's thinking about buying, with his own money, his first new car. And new, used, his first car, new to him. Right now, what I'm going to tell him, if he pulls the trigger on this, 4.5 APR and zero payments for the first 6 months. Drive now, pay later. Applying is easy. Online or at a branch. Visit umcu.org. Don't wait. This is a limited time offer. Become a member by visiting umcu.org to get started. Insured by NCUA. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, Gator. This is first the observation of a big moment in that game, a game that felt like Detroit was kind of in command the whole way. But, the score was close. Late in that game, it gets to be 5-3. It was a 5-3 or 5-2 when this happened. It's 5-2. And it was a notable out. Canely only got one out, but I thought it was a big one. He's facing O'Hearn, and he gets the 3-0. He walked the first batter he faced, and he gets the 3-0 on the second batter. There's two runners on. There's two outs. It's 3-0. And he gets that changeup call where it looked like it was out of the strike zone. So what does he do? He comes back and throws the same pitch, same place. And now O'Hearn swings and misses because he's trying to swing at a pitch. He just got called a strike.
I
got to
swing at it.
And then he strikes him out on a changeup, strike three. Comes back from 3-0.
That last one was kind of in the dirt, right?
It dropped out of the zone. That was a great pitch is what it was.
But the ballsy one to throw with a 3-2 count.
Yep.
It's not thrown for a strike.
But it's obviously his go-to pitch. It was one out, but it was a big out.
Yeah, 11 pitches, 4 strikes.
4. And at one point, it was, so the last 3 were strikes. It was 8 pitches, 1 strike at one point, right? And so bottom line is he bowed his neck and got the out when he had to get the out, right?
Yeah. I mean, so I had the box score pulled up, and this is what's interesting with the Tigers, and who do you trust and who do you not trust? And when bullpen arms have earned run averages below 2, mm-hmm. you feel pretty good about those guys. So Will Vest has an ERA of 1.89. Gave up the home run last night, but it's okay. They held on. They won the game. Got his 11th save. Brant Herder started the game, went 2 2/3 innings, struck out 3 guys in that time, only 2 hits, gave up the run. But his ERA is 1.75. Tommy Canely, the aforementioned Tommy Canely, has an ERA of 1.24. These are 3 dependable arms. 2 are late-inning leverage arms in Canely and Vest, and Herder is lefty-lefty specialist. Watching Herder pitch in the beginning of that game against lefties, I was astounded by what was going on because he's throwing this sweeper, which is supposed to cut across the plate, you know, on lefties, start inside and then come across. And that wasn't sweeping much at all. It wasn't sweeping into the strike zone, yet these guys could not lay off the inside pitch. They kept swinging at it, and any contact they made was with the handle of the bat.
Right.
You know, it was not up in the barrel at all. He was breaking bats with it, and guys were swinging defensively on pitches that were nowhere near strikes. It was a devastatingly good pitch. And that's the advantage you have. When you see, this is why you had, when they talk about a lefty specialist, why you need guys like that, because it makes the at-bat so incredibly uncomfortable. And it feels like it's always that way, lefty-lefty, not necessarily righty-righty. And I don't know if it's just because there's more right-handed pitching in baseball and they're just used to it more. You know, growing up, I playing Little League, you rarely faced a left-handed pitcher, it felt like. So you grow up and you're accustomed to facing right-handed pitching. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But Brant Herder has been very, very good for the Tigers this year and also last year.
Well, Baltimore in Major League Baseball is hitting .202 against left-handed pitchers with a league-worst .556 OPS. So they struggle. They struggle against left-handed pitchers. But I want to talk about one particular Tiger I'm finding fascinating because he now leads Major League Baseball in triples. I think Zach McKinstry is one of those guys that becomes a fan favorite that you don't want to replace. And yet he's a 6-year pro who's having by far his best season.
By far.
And I find him fascinating because if he's going to keep this up, you really don't need to replace him. He's got positional versatility. He's come through with some big hits.
He
runs well. I'm not sure what to make of Zach McKinstry. Like, and I'm not even talking about long term. I'm just talking about now term. Like,
now term. He's, it's not that he's irreplaceable.
No.
But on this team, he's filling that role of the super sub. Remember Jim Price used to always talk about the super subs.
Yeah.
And that's what he is. He's a super sub on this team who is doing things that we never thought was going to be possible by him because he hasn't had the track record of doing it. He's played a lot for the Tigers in the last couple of years. You know, 148 games in 2023. He played 118 games last year. And between the two, basically hit like .225.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing special. An OPS that was like .640. In the 61 games he's played this year, he's hitting .276 and he's got a .799 OPS. So this is kind of out of nowhere. And you ride it until it doesn't. Now, is water going to find its level or is this what he is? I doubt this is what he is. But he might be a piece on the team that absolutely needs to be here because of the versatility and because you can rely on him to be good, maybe not great, but not bad, good.
He's an easy guy to root for.
He's a very easy guy
to root for. You know, you're talking about sort of an undersized, he's not tiny, but you know, local Toledo native, played at Central Michigan. Even in spite of being local, I feel like local baseball players are less household names than local, probably any other sport. I mean, they just don't get high school baseball players don't get the attention. It feels like you make your name for yourself in the travel season anyway when it comes to recruiting and all that. But I guess long story short, it's this out of nowhere story, and it's fun to watch, and I just don't know what to make of him. Like, okay, trust him. Right? Trust him the rest of the way, right? Because Zach McKinstry has been such an asset. He's been such an asset. And I always try and look at things from another team's perspective. When Zach McKinstry comes to the plate, are other teams starting to worry about him yet? Or is he the guy that teams are like, all right, let's just get this out. I don't want to throw a ton of pitches to this guy. And he's seeing a lot of pitches to hit. I don't know.
I think, I was trying to think of a comp of who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's kind of like what Tony Phillips was for the Tigers back in the early 90s. And Tony Phillips played from 1990 to 1994 with the Tigers. And here's Zach McKinstry at age 30. When Tony Phillips came to the Tigers, he was already a major leaguer for a number of years with Oakland. But never really broke through. Like, he was this good player, not great player, but had versatility, being able to play middle infield and play the outfield. It's basically what Zach McKinstry's doing. Once Tony Phillips got into his 30s, he became a much better player and had like a solid 6 or 7 years in a row where he had an OPS well above 750 and got into the 800s and was a really good player for teams, whether it was the Tigers or the Angels later. I mean, he hit 27 home runs 1 year, which was abnormal because his other career high was 19 prior to that. But can he be that guy that – and Tony Phillips was a catalyst for the Tigers. Those are bad Tiger teams, but he was a good player on a bad team. The Tigers had a couple of – I mean, the Tigers were actually fun to watch back then because they hit a ton of home runs, but they had no pitching whatsoever back then. But when you had guys like Tettleton and Cecil Fielder, it was fun to watch. But guys like Tony Phillips were setting the table. Tony Phillips was getting on base and then coming home because whether he would steal a base or extend something to a double to a triple, whatever the case was, which is what McKinstry's doing. It's fun to watch Zach McKinstry play at this point because he's giving you way more than you expected.
So it was a Scott Harris move that brought him in. It was in March of 2023. And my guess is that we didn't talk about it much the day it went down. I go back and look at our March 27th of 2023 show sheet and see if there was any mention of the Tigers trading minor league pitcher Carlos Guzman to the Chicago Cubs for Zach McKinstry. And McKintry had kind of bounced around multiple organizations. He had played at the big league level. I'm going to guess this game, we had probably zero mention of this, but we probably had zero mention of JD Martinez when he was acquired too. He is the gold standard for me of a move that was made because I think JD was signed to a minor league contract, if I recall correctly. And, you know, we'll get press releases and we probably said nothing about that. This isn't getting JD Martinez. Let me be clear on that. But it always cracks me. Like this goalie, the Red Wings got today from Czechoslovakia. You know, it's is it worthy of a mention? Yeah, maybe. I mean, you know.
It was the best goalie in the Czech League.
Here we go. See?
Went in the playoffs, and in 17 games, he had like three shutouts, had a 940 save percentage, and had a goals against below two. He was really good there, but the Czech League is not the NHL.
No.
So you don't know.
You get into the...
Taking a flyer.
Yeah, I can almost guarantee we didn't mention Zach McKinstry's acquisition by the Tigers.
Here's where I'm guessing what we did mention at the time and what we probably mentioned back with JD Martinez, because it's the same tie-in. That with JD Martinez, there was a tie-in to Al Avila, right? Mm-hmm. He was kind of scouted them the whole bit, right? Same thing with Scott Harris and Zach McKinstry, because he came from the Cubs organization, and Scott Harris had ties to the Cubs organization. So that may have been the only thing we would have said is that, well, you know, it comes to the Cubs and that's where, you know, Scott Harris spent some time. So perhaps that's it. And then we probably would have said something like that. And thus concludes our discussion about Zach McKinstry.
It might have been. And now I wouldn't be surprised to see Zach McKinstry jerseys. I've never seen one, but that doesn't mean they're not out there. Because it's the kind of gritty, versatile player that Detroit, I think, embraces.
I'm sorry, did you say gritty?
I said gritty, yeah. Everybody's gritty.
Look at that.
248-539-9797. All right, Scott Harris on the morning show actually talked about something that's the method, you know, the secret to the sauce here with the Detroit Tigers. We'll play that for you coming up today at 10:35. 20 games over, 8 games into first place. Another win last night. All they do is win. The Detroit Tigers 97 won the ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, if you missed Scott Harris this morning on the morning show, he was great, and there's a lot of insightful stuff there. And just kind of some of the important points he made. One was they're 20 games over, they're prepared to add. Said he doesn't really consider anyone untouchable, but some guys trading them isn't the smartest thing to do. So, you know, I mean, it's probably saying if somebody's going to call and make us a absurd offer for some of our guys that everybody 100% out of 100, you know, 100% of people would say yes to, well, we'd be willing to listen to that. But he's clearly, he kind of made the point, we really value players that we think are going to have a major impact in the future, which I think is a smart card to play, right? I mean, it's just a, you don't say no, but you don't shop those guys necessarily either.
No, and the other thing he points out that he definitely cares about is team chemistry.
Yep. So there was a lot there, and it was really cool to listen to. But with that said, Scott, there was something he said. He was asked a question about, like, do you look at matchups, future matchups, when you're considering trades? And he, as he made this answer, he kind of sort of delved into what makes the Tigers good right here, right now. And here's what he said. Okay, so there it is. We're unpredictable. We're hard to match up against. And I heard that soundbite, and I saw something today that I want to talk about in this context. The Athletic does the anonymous MLB player polls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who is the player you most like to watch? Who is the guy you don't want to face? Blah, blah, blah. So, like, here's an example. They ask players, and they'd ask them a comment. What pitcher would you least want to face at the plate in Game 7 of the World Series? Do you think any Tiger got some love?
Tarek Skubal.
Yep. He finished second to Chris Sale, which is interesting. Skubal got 5 votes out of 50 respondents. All right? So, and we'll get to what was said about him. There's some quotes that are interesting. What hitter would you least want to pitch against in Game 7 of the World Series? Think any Tiger got mentioned?
No.
26 players got mentioned, not one Tiger. Which player do you most like to watch play? Skubal got some votes, but out of 46 players mentioned, not one Detroit Tiger.
Which goes back to what we say. They have one superstar in his team,
yep,
and a bunch of good players.
And yet, to charge out to the best record in baseball, something right is going on. And he just talked about unpredictability and matchup issues. And they create it for opponents every single night. And it might be why some people, it's hard for some people to buy in, is because they don't see the obvious. It's like they're killing it on the margins. And we talk about how the Pistons, it seems like every Piston championship team was a party crasher. That's what this Tiger team really is. It's party crashing. And it in a lot of ways, it's more gratifying. Now, I don't want to get wrapped up in, hey, this, what they're doing, this formula that they have works so well. I don't want to break anything up. No, if you can get a superstar, get a superstar.
Yeah.
Like if there's a trade that makes sense to add that bat, that would be getting votes in the anonymous player poll in the Athletic. Who's the player you don't want to face in Game 7 of the World Series? And pitchers go, I don't want to face that Detroit Tiger. I'm okay with that. Because, you know, it's not like you have to be right that this philosophy means more, you know, I don't want to be so committed to the philosophy you don't do something smart.
Yeah, and I don't think that, I think he's pretty open to doing anything, quite honestly, as long as it's going to improve the team. But I look at this team and it's, you go back to the Moneyball stuff that Billy Beane was doing with the A's. Of course, they make the movie about it. And if you watch the movie, if you never paid attention to it, you might think that that team was just devoid of talent and they just did it by finding guys that could get on base and doing other little things, right?
Yep.
And the reality was the team had a lot of all-star players on it. You know, Eric Chavez, Miguel Tejada, Jermaine Dye, to mention the triumvirate of starting pitchers with, you know, Mulder, Hudson, and Zito, which were outstanding. So it was actually a very good baseball team throughout. The Tigers, to me, are like, it's kind of untapped just yet. They're just getting started with their careers. Guys could end up being multiple time all-stars. Like Riley Green is probably going to be an all-star this year, or I hope he's going to be an all-star this year. That would make him a multi-time all-star. Torkelson likely to be an all-star this year. His ranks among AL first basemen are tops in baseball, except for like, you know, one category, I think. He's doing great. And they've got other guys that are kind of emerging. What Scott Harris has done, I think, is gotten enough of the right people in place in the minor leagues, the coaching staffs there, to help develop these players to the point where now when they get to this level, they're ready to hit the ground running, and maybe they get developed even more. I don't know how many of these guys are going to end up being superstars. I don't know if any of them are going to end up being superstars. But they're better than average players, and if they have a roster chock full of it. When you have that, you have the opportunity to win more games than you lose. That's what they've done.
Yeah. Brad Pitt's done a hell of a job.
Brad Pitt's done a hell of a job.
Sorry, Scott Harris has done a hell of a job.
But Scott Harris watches the games, though.
Yeah, right. And he also, that was the soundbite where you were cracking up about the subtle flex.
Yeah, that's such a flex. We're 20 games above 500.
What's helped us get to 20 games above 500 this year? And what is it, 40?
Yeah, the other thing I liked that he said is that, you know, I don't know if he coined it or he's acknowledging it, calling it pitching chaos.
Yeah.
Because we love that term. It's a great term. And, you know, they had a little pitching chaos last night, but.
And it actually worked.
It goes to the unpredictability. That's pitching chaos. And then the unpredictability is, look who's the leadoff hitter last night.
Yeah, Jemai Jones.
It's Jemai Jones. It's not Parker Meadows. Parker Meadows was hitting ninth. You know, the fact that they've got Javi Baez, who seems to be unlocked this year offensively, that he's doing much better. Now, his slugging percentage isn't anything special, but he's hitting the ball much better this year than he ever has as a Tiger.
Right.
But they're leaving him at the bottom of the lineup. They're okay with it. AJ Hinch mentioned that last week. He's like, hey, you know, I'm not in any hurry to move Javi out of the 8 or 9 spot. He's fine where he's at, you know? And then this team, I don't know how many, is the only switch hitter on this team right now, Wenzel Perez?
Might be.
So they're doing versatility with trying to find some mix of left-handed and right-handed hitters throughout the roster. It's not like we have three lefties and everything. No, they've got a number of guys on both sides of the plate, and you don't know who's going to start from one game to the next.
This is crazy because no Tiger gets mentioned in an anonymous player poll of a player they'd fear the pitchers would be fearful to face.
Because why? I mean, what are you going to say? Riley Green? He strikes out a ton. You're going to say Spencer Torkelson? I mean, he's hitting 240.
I think the only way they would get a mention is this one specific pitcher that answered this poll, like, can't get Zach McKinstry out.
Yeah. Right. If one player, has a, like, good God, I can never get this guy out. Yeah. Kerry Carpenter might be the toughest out for the Tigers.
Yeah.
And even he's hitting 273 this year. But when he hits the ball, he does damage with the ball. So they've got guys that can do damage, but not, I mean, when you're talking about who strikes the most fear in you, you're not going to go with a Tiger. You're going to say, oh, it's Aaron Judge. It's Shohei Ohtani.
Sure. I guess I want to know if do people find that Piston analogy accurate, that they are party crashers, that this team is so unconventional in the what we think of as contending teams? That doesn't mean you can't win a championship that way, because the Pistons did it. The Pistons did it in a way twice. Nobody else was doing it. Now, given it was twice over the last, you know, 50 years or whatever, 40 years or whatever it is, but I mean, if you're winning a title, who cares? And this team is definitely unconventional. They don't get the anonymous player love. At least their lineup doesn't. Scooble did.
No, but I bet you if you asked him about managers.
Well, that's a good one.
AJ Hinch probably gets a ton of votes. If you ask him about pitching coaches, I bet you Fetter gets a ton of votes.
Yeah.
I don't know about the base coaches, but maybe they get some love too.
I don't feel like everybody getting waved around third, yeah. Hey, Wednesdays are looking different at Twin Peaks, and they're going out with bourbons and brews, and they're bringing in tequilas and cervezas, a sexy twist on the hottest night of the week as the girls are swapping out their black lingerie for red and serving up some of the best tequila cocktails around. Hump Day just hits harder at Twin Peaks, especially with basketball finals action, Detroit baseball, division series with Baltimore. Well, it's not division series. The American League series with Baltimore. But pair all that action up with the best restaurant food around. You can't categorize their menu as bar food because their scratch kitchen can't compete with just about anybody. Hand-cut New York strips, house-smoked brisket and ribs, hand-smashed burgers, and the best wings in town. And their extensive bar features high-end tequilas, bourbons, and craft cocktails. coldest draft beer in the country poured at a bone-chilling 29 degrees. And of course, there's the beautiful and hospitable Twin Peaks girls serving it all up. Basketball tips off at 8:30. You won't want to miss it tonight. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, regarding Zach McKinstry, Alan Liggett in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you for listening, Alan, and Odyssey App's great. Says, Zach McKinstry, he's a Chippewa. Fire up chips. Yep. Yes, he is. Toledo kid. CMU Chippewa acquired by Scott Harris in a move that probably came with negative fanfare. The guy they traded for is still in the minors. So it's not like they gave up anything. There was no ruining at this point. There's
no ruining.
No ruining. In fact, Chicago might be doing some ruining, but of course they're pretty good. Doug and Gator, Zach has been the most reliable Tiger since 2023. When we have hurt guys, he plays every game. I was told growing up a person's best attribute is being available. He is the guy I've been telling you about for a while, David in Roseville.
Yes, your best ability is your availability.
Yeah.
In some cases.
Yeah, sometimes. Is McKinstry like Donnie Kelly, baby? Does Zach McKinstry, baby, work? ZMB.
It can work.
Yeah, I mean,
you want to do that? You want to start it up? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I mean, he's probably been better than Donnie Kelly, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this year.
Gene and Shelby says, my wife just absolutely loves the way Zach is smiling throughout the game. It's like he's just having a ton of fun. Well, you know, the fun comes with being successful. You know, the fun analogy, it's if you're out there laughing and having fun, but struggling, it gets interpreted in a way that doesn't resonate well with fans. But when you're doing it, it is fun to be successful, and he has been successful. Yeah, some guys are more like robots, though. Yeah, some guys have you know, do the job, and like Torque has no emotions. It doesn't seem like.
Well, I think he gets pissed. I think he gets pissed and he gets happy. There's some emotion there.
See, I think he looks pissed when he's happy.
I don't know. He gets a big smile on his face when he hits a bomb.
Well, he points to the outfield. But anyway,
he gets the hug at home plate.
I find him to be somewhat robotic. But anyway, whatever. It's working, and it's irrelevant to whether or not he's a good player.
So Donnie Kelly, baby.
Yep.
Played 9 years in the majors. His best season with OPS was in 2011 with the Tigers. He played 112 games for the Tigers that year. He had an OPS of 672.
Yeah.
In 281 plate appearances. So far this season, Zach McKinstry has 203 at-bats, and he's got a 799 OPS. Zach McKinstry has been light years better than Donnie Kelly, baby.
Zach McKinstry, baby. Somebody else here says, we have two Zach McKinstry jerseys. Sweet. There you go. Are they party crashers? Yep, it's my favorite type of team. Sure. I'll take the 2002 Red Wings. That's fun, too. But this team is a Detroit-type team, one that forces people to notice, one that goes out and earns respect. They're built for tough. Sorry, insert your favorite automaker tagline. That's from Scott. Yeah, I mean.
It's great disparity between the two teams or you know, looking at how different they are, vastly different they are. I mean, the 2002 Red Wing team was all-star laden. Every player was an all-star.
Yeah.
And every player seemingly was a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
And this team is not.
And that works too. That works too. You know, they're getting all the Hall of Famers. It's really costly, but it does work. And it did work for those Red Wing teams. Look, there's probably more certainty to doing it that way. You know, there's probably a better chance that you're going to get less variability in performance night in, night out if you're going to try and do it that way. However, this is fun too. It's kind of like they're crafting their own legacy.
Yeah, I like it both ways. It's fine.
Yep.
Take your pick.
How do you prefer winning?
I mean, one way was you knew you were going to win, like the Red Wings in 2002. I mean, just who's going to score the game-winning goal? Luke Robitaille, Steve Yzerman, Brett Hull, Brendan Shanahan, Sergei Fedorov. Who was going to do it? Doesn't matter, right?
Right.
Pick your Hall of Famer. This team, it's a little less predictable, but you kind of feel – they've got a great chance to win every time they go out there just because that's been the track record, despite not having the depth of personnel that Red Wing team had.
All right, so Casey Mize, his last two starts, he went 3 1/3 and threw 79 pitches in a win at Kansas City, and he went 4 2/3 and threw 93 pitches at Chicago. Pitch count's getting run up. He's got 6 walks in that, 8 innings? A pitch there. So he gets a start tonight. Big picture, is this a huge start for Casey Mize? No, but it would be reassuring to see him give one of those 6-7 inning starts, one earned run that he's been doing and he has done this year.
Yeah, we expect him to go 6 innings. And the last 3 games, the best he's done is 5. 4 2/3 and a 3 1/3 outside of that. I think it is time for him to have a big game, and to do it in a ballpark that is a hitter-friendly ballpark would go a long way, I think. And the Tigers will face a right-handed pitcher tonight, so you're going to have the lefty-heavy lineup, which might also provide some fireworks here. You get Kerry Carpenter and Riley Green and Colt Keith and likely. And let's see if they can get off to a great start. That's been the other thing with the Tigers' success, part of their secret sauce, getting runs in the early innings. You know, it hurts if you're the opposing team. Like, what just happened? We just gave up 4 runs in the first inning. What the hell, man?
Mm-hmm.
It's demoralizing. And you can ride that out for the rest of the game. But Casey Mize, I think he needs to have a good performance tonight.
If it's demoralizing for the opponent, is it moralizing for the Tigers? I think, you know.
I like that.
Moralizing
starts.
Yes,
it's moralizing, yeah.
Yep. Get off to a moralizing start. They took the lead last night early, and so... yeah, look, I mean, Casey Mize has been really, really good. There's been an injury mixed in there and not a serious one. He missed a couple starts, but that's always kind of been one of the big roadblocks in his career. So, a reassuring start tonight would be nice. You get to the postseason and you start playing postseason baseball. I think what we're pretty sure of, big picture thinking, this is okay, zooming out, big picture thinking, and you know, I don't know if it's a safe assumption or not that this team's going to be playing some pretty damn important baseball games down the stretch and maybe into October. And when you get into October, you got Scooble, you got Flaherty. I think that third spot's still up for grabs. Again, if they're playing postseason baseball, Mize is a candidate. And there's a lot to be done between here and, you know, there. But that third starter is a big position when you get into postseason baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. Reese Olson in the mix, too. And who knows what's going to happen with the Sir Gibson Long or Alex Cobb or whatever comes down the pike. If Jackson Jobe comes back, is he going to be in the mix? And there's lots to look at there. But, I mean, so far through this season, Casey Mize has been very good on the year. Despite his troubles in the last couple starts, he still has an ERA of below 3.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's formidable. And this is a guy who looks way more mature on the mound than he has in years past. I don't know if it's the beard. He's got a permanent scowl on his face. He's not afraid to throw inside. I mean, he's pitching with a chip on his shoulder at times, and that can be really good.
248-539-9797. If you want to keep talking Tigers, we've thrown it out there. Do you buy into this just being a team that can do it the way the Pistons did it? Unconventional. Party crashers. Not the same way everybody else does it. Can you win a World Series this way? 248-539-9797. Just a reminder, you can stream the show using the Odyssey app. We read a text earlier today from somebody in Nashville, Tennessee. There's going to come that time you're on summer vacation and the Tigers are going to make the trade and you're going to be in the car for a while. You're going to be sitting at an airport. You're going to wish you had it. It's the Odyssey app. You can listen to what's being said in Detroit from anywhere in the United States.
What if I'm driving from Oil Trough, Texas to Waxahachie, Texas?
If you can get an internet signal, yeah. All the way to Waxahachie, you can listen to.
Good to know.
Yeah, you can listen to what's being said in Detroit. That's with the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today. AUDACY. Also, you can stream to our website, 971theticket.com. Additionally, stream with video, twitch.tv and youtube.com. The Twitchers have been talking about something we're going to bring up a little bit later on. Actually, we're going to do it today at 11:02. We're going to do it next. Some screen time observation. TVs and movies. We'll get to that at 11:02. Here on Carson Anderson, youtube.com as well. Search up 971theticket.com. You can watch the show. It's Carson Anderson here on The Ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.